This is KUT. The classrooms are empty, most of the neighborhood pools are open, and the temperatures are in the upper 90s. Yep, it's feeling a lot like summer. Whoa, 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 hold on a second now. Every Friday until Labor Day, we're going to summer school. We're learning a new skill or a new craft from people around town who are experts in that field. Today, KUT's Laura Rice takes Beekeeping 101 with a local hive owner.
I'm Lily Rosenman. I have lived in Austin for 4 years and have been a beekeeper that whole time.
I met Lily at her friend Ann Wood's house in East Austin. Ann has about half an acre of land with lots of wildflowers.
The orange and red is Gaillardia, which is also a native.
Perfect for bees.
You know, I've got this whole wildflower field, and I'm a bit of an urban farmer as well. And so I get the bees working for me, which is really lovely and amazing to see.
That's one reason people get into beekeeping. They're pollinators, so they can really help a garden flourish. But Lily was drawn to beekeeping mainly by her desire to understand it.
I think the bees are fascinating. They have this whole system of hive organization, and every bee has their own job, and it's the super organism.
I'm interested for that and for the benefit to the environment. But let's face it, mostly for the honey. But before we can collect any honey, we have to establish a healthy, thriving bee colony.
I am wearing a bee suit and boots. I don't like to be nervous at all when I'm out at the hive. I try to be, you know, nice and calm, and so I completely cover myself up head to toe.
We're also taking a smoker with us. It's a little stainless steel tin with a spout. Lily empties the old ashes out of the smoker and then fills it up with crumpled telephone book paper and pine needles. She uses a lighter and the bellow on the side of the smoker to get a nice white smoke to form. We'll blow the smoke on the bees to keep them calm. The smoke masks the bees' chemical pheromones.
The bees communicate by pheromone, some things by pheromone, such as the hive is being attacked, and they will send out a pheromone about that, and pretty instantaneously the whole hive will know the hive is being attacked, and it will mobilize the rest of the bees to come and find you and, you know, sting you. So if you put smoke in, it does a couple of things. The most important, though, is masking that pheromone.
Four of us make our way out to the hive. Lily, Anne, me, and KUT photographer Mengwen Qiao. She's taking pictures. Pretty quickly, the bees know we're there.
Usually when you smoke them, they get louder.
Lily takes the lid off the hive, and she and Anne examine the bees' food supply. They've been putting sugar water out for the bees. But it's clear they don't need that extra food source anymore now that the flowers are in full bloom.
Ooh, it's full.
Then they begin examining the frames of the hive, where the bees build their wax combs, the queen lays eggs, and the workers store pollen and honey.
This white capped is honey that would be harvestable. It's the proper moisture content. And this in here, that's the sort of glistening part, is the nectar that's turning into honey.
We're also keeping an eye out for the most important member of the hive, the queen. The queen is the boss, and she's the only one who lays eggs. The other bee types are worker and drone.
The big guy is a drone, and these other ones are workers. So the drone is a male bee, and all the other bees in the hive are female.
Lily moves through the frames to see if there are any new eggs, a sign the queen is okay.
Do you worry about squishing bees?
I try to be careful, but I know that some will get squished. I really don't want to squish the queen.
It's so all going well until a bee finds our photographer Meng's leg.
You got stung?
Did you get stung?
Yeah.
Meng was wearing a protective jacket, hood, and gloves, but didn't have anything covering her black jeans. Turns out, bees don't like black. Meng was fine, but she did have to walk away because now she was a target. The bee sting marked her with a pheromone, signaling to others that she was an attacker. The bees were only acting aggressively because we were messing with their home. If we had been in another part of Anne's yard, minding our own business, we probably wouldn't have had a problem.
I'll sit out in the mornings with a cup of coffee and look out on this wildflower field in the front yard, and it's just constantly moving with bees. They're really only interested in pollen and foraging, and they're not really interested in people at all. So they make kind of wonderful tenants.
Beekeeping certainly comes with the risk of stings and sweating in a beekeeping suit and the time commitment of an hour or so every couple of weeks. But it also comes with its rewards. And the sweetest one is...
Those who got stung are going to get the first... spoon of honey. See how it tastes.
It's awesome. So sweet.
Oh man. Except no substitutes.
Lily actually harvested 5 gallons of honey 2 years ago. If you're thinking about getting into beekeeping, you could start making preparations for next spring. That's the best time to start a new hive. Laura Rice, KUT News.